Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You have the best cookies and the best sweets and the best treats in Hatboro. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Kathleen. So tell me about your cookies and your cookie poll.
Well, it's bringing us a lot of business. A lot of cookies people are walking in for. We're shipping all around the country. We've almost hit every 50 states.
Oh my gosh.
And I know, it's tremendous. And we have about 300 more orders to ship out courtesy of Donald Trump sharing it on his Truth Social.
Wow.
Can I interrupt real quick? I'm curious, how many ovens do you have inside your bakery and how many of the ovens are being used to cook these cookies?
We do have one large oven, and then we have a smaller one. And our bakers, my husband, and he has a team of three others, they're working overtime right now to produce the cookies. We do anywhere between 900 and 1350 a day.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And so is it, so just to visualize it, the cookies, they're sugar cookies?
Yes, it's a 4-inch round sugar cookie made with butter, and then we use a special icing called a royal icing because it hardens. It's almost like a sweeter marshmallowy icing, and then we put an image on it with the candidate's name and 2024, and then we surround it with what we call jimmies, but some refer to as sprinkles.
Now, have you had a visit from anybody in the Trump family?
In 2020, we did. We had a surprise visit. I, unfortunately, was not here.
Aww.
But we did have a 2020 visit by Eric Trump. My husband was here and did meet him.
Oh,
and that in 2020 did spark a lot of interest. But we have not had a visit this year, no.
You know, what's interesting is, because people always said, oh, the collar counties are all going blue. But if the cookie poll is true, then maybe we have a lot of closet cookie lovers who are also closet conservatives.
Yeah, we have a lot of customers coming in. Obviously, we're in Montgomery County, but we have a lot coming in from Northeast Philly. Bucks County is just a couple miles down the road. But we're seeing people come from, like, Lebanon, Pennsylvania. We had somebody here who was visiting family from Arizona and drove 2 hours to come pick up cookies here today. We're definitely seeing a lot of different faces from all over. And a lot of them have stories, like, you know, just a lot of stories that they want to vent about, personal stories. So we're happy to be here to serve both candidates' cookies, but the red is definitely leading a lot.
By the thousands.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
literally. For you running your business, your family-run business, Kathleen, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
So I've been asked that question a couple times. You know, our business has remained relatively the same sales-wise, thankfully, due to the large customer base that we have and the relationships with people we have. But what we have seen is a lot of increases on our products. And just last week, my husband said the eggs went up almost double just last week overnight. And so we're seeing a lot of that. And I'm afraid to raise prices, as crazy as that sounds, only because I want my consumers to have confidence in me. And I want to hope that things get better on that level. And I don't want to just continue to raise prices. So we're holding steady. Our business is good, thankfully, due to the community and all the shipping. It brought us a lot of business when they tweeted this stuff, thankfully.
So, and people can find, you're located there on South York Road in Hatboro. Can you give out your website just so people can check it out?
Sure. It's www.loschelsbakery.com. And if you go to the right-hand corner of the website, there's a mail order shipping, and the cookies are right there. So right now, it's about 2-week lead time to get them shipped because we do ship them fresh. So all orders will be there in about 2 weeks from the date of order.
Nice.
Yeah, we're happy.
Yeah. So are you hoping that maybe Trump will stop by again for a cookie?
I would love a visit from either candidate. I do feel, though, that the Trump campaign and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, they have shared this for us. And that's tremendous for a small business like ours, you know, to get national recognition, especially when so many small businesses have been hurt and are closing. So we're very thankful, regardless of which party.
Well, all our best, Kathleen. Thank you so much. I'm looking at your site right now. It's making me hungry.
Thank you. You're welcome anytime to visit us.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.